Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11:58! The best damn hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That over there is my partner, Joshua Lamont Vernier, and Steve Serta is producing this bad boy. Coming up for you, your next chance to win $1,000 at 12:30. Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, will also join us around that time. A lot of fun set up for this hour. Let's get it done, Vern. Hey, the big thing yesterday here in Kansas City, Nick Lopez. I feel weird calling him Nicky.
Yeah, calling you Show is real easy.
Yeah, that's stronger than Nick. I mean, it almost like what it like Cedric said. I won't call no another grown man. Delicious. Feels like I don't. Like, all right,
call the man by his name, man.
Nicky. So not Nick. Nicky.
All right. That's what he wants. Maybe that's his name, like Jimmy.
Oh, you think? All right, Nicky Lopez. Getting his start yesterday was the big thing. And I don't – for me, I knew coming into it, because I saw this a lot from the fan base. I knew coming into it, what I saw yesterday, whatever happened yesterday, negative or positive, I was not going to take that and say, this is what we're going to get from him. And I would say all things, he was positive. It was positive. He handled the bat pretty well in the two-hole. No issues in the – in the field, he handled it pretty well. But I'm not taking that performance and saying, this is what he brings to the Royals now. This is what we are going to see from Nicky Lopez. No, I think when you have a first game like that, your focus is heightened. His warm-ups, I'm sure he was more focused than he ever has been in his life. At the plate, batting practice, everything was super hyper-focused. Give me some time down the line. Give me a month to see if this is what he's continuing to do before I say this is what we're going to get. So I didn't take that from it, but what I really wanted to see, and when you have moments like that, like first playoff games, this is how I felt with Mahomes when they entered against the Colts. Big moment, how do you respond in big moments in terms of just your presence or your nerves? Do your nerves get to you? And I think that was the big key for me with Nicky Lopez, is his nerves. He didn't seem like the moment was too big. He seemed to perform well and not get nervous or anything in a big moment. And I think your first major league game at home in front of your family, and you're somebody who we saw leading up to it was a major story that people were interested in. I bet television numbers, radio numbers were up from what they had been, because Nicky was getting his first game. That was what I was mostly looking for, not to seeing that this is going to be what he's going to be down the line. It was more how he handled that moment, and I thought he handled it well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you in that you don't read anything into one game when it comes to baseball, but I'm the opposite on each of those things. First of all, yes, individual pressure as far as excitement and I'm making my big league debut, but that's not baseball pressure. That's not what you saw yesterday with Nicky Lopez. That's not the same kind of pressure he's going to face in the bottom of the ninth inning that he's going to face in a playoff game. That pressure of yesterday gets him ready for absolutely nothing that lies ahead of him in his baseball career.
Really?
And as far as what he did in the field, I think that is what you should expect. A guy that appears to always be choking up on the back, slapping the ball to the opposite field. It did seem, and this is what you want from a guy that appears to not have much, if any, power. You want a guy that's going to be willing to go the other way, going to be able to do the little things. And a guy that's choking up in his big league debut in his first at-bat, going the other way, that's who Nicky Lopez has to be. if he wants to stay in the big leagues. So I think what you saw yesterday, what, 1-for-4?
Got to walk.
That, to me, that is the guy that he's going to have to be if he wants to have the kind of career that I'm sure he's dreamt of. Far too often, guys want to be something different. They want to reinvent themselves at the big league level rather than just going with what's going to keep me in this game. That's what Whit Merrifield did. Whit Merrifield did the little things, and then eventually, once he knew he was secure in the big leagues, that's when he said, all right, now I'm going to start adding some more power. Okay, now I'm going to be more of a base-stealing threat. Just stay in the big leagues, and the way to stay in the big leagues is to be an all-fields hitter. So I do think that is what you're going to see from Nicky Lopez moving forward.
It might be, and it may be, but I'm just saying, going into it, that wasn't my expectation. I felt like a lot of people said, see, this is what he's going to be. And I'm not taking that off of one game. I need to see more.
No doubt.
And I need to see more to say that this is what he's going to be. It's just, for me, it was, how does he handle? Because I disagree on that point. I do think you can look at this as a big moment. Your first game, that first time at the plate, your first at bat, because his first at bat came with runners in scoring position. And to see how you handle that, to see if the nerves get the best of him. Because down the line, what we're hoping Nicky Lopez is a guy who is a part of the next team that is going to be competitive. And, yeah, I think this is something that you draw upon. The last time I was nervous at the major league level was my first game, or the last time there was some kind of pressure. I don't know, man. I do think there is pressure your first game to perform the way you want to, especially if you have eyes on it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that there's pressure that you put on yourself, the same kind of pressure you have the first time you were at your new job. There's pressure. Right. But it's not the same kind of pressure that baseball will lay before him countless times over the next, hopefully, 10 to 12 years. Bottom of the ninth, a playoff game, a big spot in a game, completely different type of pressure. That's teammate pressure. That's fan pressure. That's coaching staff pressure. That yesterday, that was just aw shucks, individual pressure. That's not the kind of pressure, in my opinion, that baseball players will ultimately face over the course of their career.
Maybe. I'd argue that may be the most pressure he has ever felt in his job. The first time I know it wasn't for you because you're a veteran. The first time we did this together, that was the most pressure I've ever felt professionally. It was the start. Now, we've had moments where we've had big shows and stuff like that that was major pressure. I feel like it can be something to draw upon.
So let's get to it.
Get to what?
Danny Duffy last night. You, Ron Spoons, Hughley.
The show.
Saying that right. Hughley. Ended our show yesterday by putting the show stamp of approval that Danny Duffy would, A, give us a quality start, and then also pick up the win. Now, he got the win. But 5 innings of 4-run baseball, Ron, you know, that's not a quality start. So, the show stamp of Garrett, what is it again?
You know what it is.
The show
Steve's seal of approval?
Oh yeah. No, this is shows. The show curse.
Klay Thompson's been living on that seal.
No, the show curse lives very much. We got it written down. The show stamp of approval. Right. The show stamp of approval is now 4-4, which means it's a coin flip. The show stamp of approval died last night.
It was Alex Gordon. Catch the ball.
It was Danny Duffy. You said he would go 6 innings and 3-run baseball.
Alex Gordon, we were sitting there, had a rough inning, two out, a fly ball routine, short to left field, and he lost it in the lights.
Right.
I believe Danny would have gone another inning longer if he didn't have to unload all those pitches. He got the win. That one I don't believe is my fault.
Okay. You know what you sound like right now? You sound like a degenerate gambler. And as a gambler myself, a successful one, because I bet a lot of money on the Royals and the Warriors last night, a little two-team parlay, let it all ride. Things are going pretty well in the Vernier household right now. Because that's what you're doing with this show stamp of approval. You're basically gambling. And 4-4 just means you're the average gambler. You're not good. You're not bad. You're normally walking away, losing the money that you have.
I don't.
Me, on the other hand.
Can I step in here?
Cannot stop winning right now.
Can I step in here?
You're not even Mr. Spector when it comes to gambling.
Can I step in here?
These guys Spector's the reason podcast. Why I started gambling again. He was walking around the office talking about gambling on like 14-year-old hockey.
I want to be.
And I was like, man, that sounds cool. I'm in. Started gambling, and I've made.
I want you to stop talking for a second. As your friend, and I believe growing as one of your really good friends.
Sure.
The person of any of your friends that your soon-to-be wife trusts, no one more than me. That's I'm getting concerned.
True as well.
I'm really getting concerned, Vern, with the gambling. I think show and Vern family, we need to sit down and have a conversation.
I'm winning, Ron.
You are.
I'm cleaning up, actually.
You're really doing this at a high rate. This is Warriors and Royals yesterday. Then you went.
I could give you the whole rundown. Bet on the Warriors in game six. Took all those winnings and put it on Mondesi stealing a base on Saturday night. That was plus 200. So I bring that in, and then I put it all the next night.
On the Sixers and Raptors, didn't you?
That's right. Yes. On the Raptors to win. So I win that bet. And then I put all of that on a two-team parlay last night, Royals and Warriors. I knew the Royals were going to whack Shelby Miller, and the Warriors aren't losing that game at home. So I won all of that. So now tonight, Bucks, Raptors in Milwaukee, money line bet. Put it all on the Bucks.
I'm getting worried here. The last 4 days, you've gambled three out of them.
Four out of the last five.
As somebody who had issues in Metropolis, Illinois, I know it. I just...
You ride the hot streak.
My man.
You ride it out.
My man. This is getting
a little too much. Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. Is Vern doing it too much? Is Vern gambling?
Not if I'm winning, baby. Come on, baby.
You got a wedding to pay for.
I know. How do you think I'm going to pay for it?
You got gifts to get us as
groomsmen.
Counting
these stacks, baby.
As groomsmen, you have gifts to get us.
When you're as hot as Vern is, you don't lay off the gas.
Tell him.
Listener 55, him. Take your winnings and walk, Vern.
Heat check.
And you're betting on like a Mondesi stealing a base.
Yeah.
You're betting on.
You just feel these
You bet
things,
on
man.
The Royals yesterday.
I knew they were going to win that game. Texas had lost four you straight, their first game in a new city. The Royals had an off day, and they stayed in Kansas City. You always come out fresh after
you
that.
You told me you didn't feel real good about Danny, and that start yesterday.
But I knew the offense was going to whack Shelby Miller.
It's not gambling if you're winning from the text line. Yes, it is.
Maybe we start a segment, Vern's lock of the day. I don't know.
Just I feel up like the name of the segment could be It's Not Gambling If It's Winning.
Oh, all right. That segment starts tomorrow right here on Show and Vern. We'll talk about it.
I'm the only one that cares about your life. The only one.
Yeah, just don't tell Katie. She's sleeping right now.
Three out of the last 4 days.
Of the last five. Deal with it.
Are you promise? Just take tonight off.
No. Makes it more interesting. There's a bunch of fun games on tonight.
She's going to leave you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Just want you to know, man, I love you, and I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. Then root for the Bucks tonight.
No, just don't do it. That's why, man. That's why. Coming up, your chance to win $1,000 here at 12:30. $1,000. We know what Vern would do if he won $1,000. Maybe you could do it too.
Wow. Let it ride, baby. Put it on the Bucks.
People, quit it. No, Fern, hold on to the money and put it all on the Preakness. Listener Nasty Ass 59, don't.
I don't know, horse, man.
Everyone here just let it ride. What kind of people?
Ballers. Shot callers.
Just stop.
Hashtag, it's not gambling if you're winning.
Tell them, Steve. You know what I put some money on right now?
So what is it if you're losing? Ending marriages?
I don't know. I haven't lost in years. Months. It's been a long time. Tell you what you should be betting on right now. If the Chiefs and the Patriots meet in the postseason, look, guys, I understand. I've been fearful of the Patriots, too. God knows how many times I heard Ron sit right there, look across at me and say, man, I don't care what the Patriots do. If the Chiefs face them in January, I'm going to pick the Patriots until I see someone beat the Patriots. And I'll give it to you, Ron. You're right. You were right to pick the Patriots. I picked the Chiefs. I was wrong. We all kissed the ring of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. You feel like you can't beat the New England Patriots. Well, Chiefs Nation, I'm here to tell you that that ends today. The Boston Globe reporting that Bill Belichick will not name a replacement for Brian Flores, the former defensive coordinator. Bill Belichick himself will be the defensive coordinator in 2019. I think you've all heard the adage or the saying, biting off more than he can chew.
Don't chuckle back like that.
Bill Belichick.
Hell, you think you are.
Is the greatest defensive mind in the history of football. You and I know that the past, if not all of the defensive coordinators, maybe going back to Romeo Crennel, that most of them were just yes men for Bill Belichick. They would just do the ancillary things that Bill didn't have time to do. Well, now without a defensive coordinator, Ron, Bill's got to do those ancillary things. His time is going to be diverted from game planning or whatever makes him the greatest head coach of all time. Man, I didn't see this coming. I didn't think that this beautiful marriage between Belichick and Brady that has led to 6 titles, as both of them endlessly acknowledge the importance of the other one. It seems to me as if Bill Belichick wants a little bit more credit. Bill Belichick's ego finally getting in the way and help paving the road to the Super Bowl a little bit easier for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bill Belichick has bit off more than he can chew, and I am here to bask in the glory that's going to be a championship season in Kansas City.
As I sit here with my envelope and the award for biggest homer in the history of Kansas City sports goes to Joshua Vernier. You've got to be kidding me. You're going to turn around and look at me. Look at me right in the damn eyes. I will not move forward until you look me in the eyes. Look me deep. I took off the purple glasses. Look me in the eyes. You're going to sit here and tell me. Look at me. You're going to sit here and tell me that you believe the reason that the Chiefs will beat the Patriots is because Bill Belichick is coaching more defense.
Ron, what was the difference in last year's meeting between the Patriots and the Chiefs? What was the difference?
There were several differences.
No, the difference was Bill Belichick goose-egging one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen in the first half. That kind of game planning, that edge that Bill Belichick has given the Patriots for years is gone. The last time he was the defensive coordinator, they lost to freaking Mark Sanchez.
You're going to sit
They lost to the Jets in 2010,
stop
Ron.
Stop stepping across. Are you going to sit here and tell me you think the reason that the Patriots, because the Chiefs could beat the Patriots in the playoff next year.
Someone's beating the Patriots.
Yes, the Chiefs could. But are you going to tell me the reason that they will beat them is because Bill Belichick is coaching more defense?
Yes.
More defense.
Yes.
As you just so eloquently put before you started saying dumb things, that Bill Belichick is the best defensive coach ever.
Agreed.
And you think him coaching more of it, mm-hmm, with Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels, as they've gotten better, you think with him coaching more of it,
yeah,
you believe that's going to be the difference.
Yeah, you got it pegged, Ron. That's exactly what I think. What did Matt Patricia and Brian Flores do then? If nothing changes, if Bill Belichick doesn't have to divert some of his time, that was allotted to God knows what this genius did in these previous years that ended in titles and AFC championships. Matt Patricia and Brian Flores did something. They did. I know that they weren't the guy. Belichick's the guy. But they did something. Who the hell's doing that something?
Anybody. Anybody over there.
No, it's Bill. He's the DC
Anybody
now.
Over there could be doing ancillary work. Anybody. Bill coaching and putting his mind closer to the defense does not help the Chiefs, in my opinion.
Oh, it helps the entire AFC.
It does
AFC.
Not, because he is the greatest coach in team sport. Until he will figure it out. Him being more involved in the defense does not help me. And the only reason these people are agreeing with you is because just like you suckered me in and stole my heart in 14 and 15, you are such a memory to us here in Kansas City. And then it's hard for me to even, it took me 6 months. It took me 6 months to start believing you were stupid because you stole my heart.
I'm not
that you
stupid,
could say
Ron.
Stupid things, excuse me, that you could say stupid things like you're saying right now. It took me 6 to 8 months, 6 to 8 months because you were so special to me. Just like you are with these people who know what you're saying is crazy.
Ding dong. Do you hear that? Ding dong. The witch is dead. It's over, Kansas City. The AFC is yours for the taking.
Here's the 0-2. And Witch swings and lines it fair inside the left field line and all the way down into the corner. And with his 500th career hit, Witch going to get an RBI, scoring Billy Hamilton from first base. And the Royals' lead is 10-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Way to go, Whitley.
You know what? You had brought my sports horniness all the way down to a low level, the lowest level for me that I've ever had, which is a 6. Because I stay horny.
I know you
But did, thank man. Goodness that clip brought it back up for me. God, Whit Merrifield, as my son says. You, Kansas City, if you're a Royals fan, you should be in love with Witt. You know how he made a comment yesterday? For me, it turned me out the way that I think Danny Duffy's comment turned many of you out. When Danny said, bury me a Royal, mm-hmm. It was hard for you to move. Witt made some comments yesterday because I felt it coming out of his arteries. I felt it coming out of his esophagus. It felt so real and genuine from Witt when he said, damn it, this is how I feel. This is why I don't give a rip. I'll go move anywhere. I'll go play. I'll catch. I'll go out of the bullpen. I'll be the 7th and 8th reliever. I don't care. When he said this, this should get into your loins as a Royals fan to fall in love with Witt the way you did, because this, to me, was bigger than the bury me a Royal. Oh!
I feel like I worked, you know, and turned myself into one of the best second basemen in the world, really. And now it's best for this team for me to play outfield. And I'm excited for that challenge. I'm ready for that challenge. I'm excited for Nicky. You know, I really am. He's a great kid, a great player from what I've seen. And I'm excited to see what he can do up here. I really think he's going to help our team. And at the end of the day, I'm sick of losing. I really am. And we think he's going to make us better. And whatever's going to make us better is what we're excited for.
You just heard it. If you looked at Witt's face, Whitley, if I may be able to call you that.
I don't think he likes that.
Whitley, Witt, if you look in his eyes when he said that, you could hear it. He said, I'm sick or tired of losing. That didn't feel like no fake talk that you say when you have 14, 15 wins on the season and you're 11 or 10 back, wherever you are, of the damn Twins who have one starter. That, I felt that. I felt that. He feels genuine, Vern. It feels like he is seriously sick and tired. Sick and tired of losing. I felt that. Oh, damn. My horniness is up to an 11. This must be how black women felt after they watched Wait to Exhale and she burned down that damn house. Sorry, it was the car. I'm just through. Angela Bassett, I feel you. Oh, I'm so fired up. Damn, Whit, your chance to win $1,000. 2 minutes.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, here we go. 12:30, your latest chance to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest. Text the word shallow to 72881, S-H-A-L-L-O-W, shallow to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. You get 12 chances each and every weekday from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. 12 chances to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest. Just listen on the 30s. Like right now, text the word shallow to 72881, S-H-A-L-L-O-W, shallow to 72881. Your next chance to win coming up at 1:30.
All right, let's do this. As we do at this time each and every Wednesday when available, our Royals insider, Cody Tapp, joins us. Cody Tapp is brought to you by AirQKC.org. Clean air. We've got this.
Cody Tapp, what's happening, boss?
Opening doors. Cody, you with us? You with us, Cody?
Just bad timing, I suppose, but I'm here.
All right, Cody.
Yeah, I got you. How's it going, guys?
Good. Yesterday was a big day. Big day. Nicky Lopez's first start, as big a day as it can be for a team that's in last place. What did you take from the game? What did you take from his performance specifically, and what did you take from the team's performance with Nicky Lopez in there at the two hole?
Well, first, big league call-ups are always cool, so we can just surely establish that. I don't know that baseball makes nearly as big of a deal about them as they should, just as cool as moments as they are. But from his performance, I think you legitimately saw the type of player he is. He got on base twice. Do you know how many times he swung and missed last night? Like, at a pitch that came in the strike zone. Do you know how many times he swung at a pitch and didn't hit it?
No.
Zero. None. That zero times. So he got on base twice. He didn't swing and miss at anything. He put the ball in play constantly. He moved around the bags fine, and he played a good second base. That's the kind of player you're getting in Nicky Lopez. So, I thought you got as advertised Nicky Lopez last night. What's not to like?
More surprising, Cody, the fact that Ned and Dayton weren't on the same page with this Nicky Lopez call-up, or this appears to be the first time that they weren't on the same page in, like, seemingly 6 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's so weird. Maybe Ned was just like, maybe he had the same attitude as Wade. Because you never hear this out of this organization very often, where those two guys disagreed on a personnel decision. For the most part, Ned just leaves it to Dayton. And Dayton, even just like, 24 hours before they made the announcement that Nicky Lopez was going to come up, sat down with a bunch of us, including the writers and myself, and said, nah, it's going to be a little while still. Made it sound like at least a couple of weeks out. Maybe early June would be a time they looked at it. And whatever happened in his conversation with Ned Yost changed that immediately, which makes you think Ned said, come on, give me Nicky. Bring him up. We need to lengthen this lineup. And from my perspective, it must just come internally from the way he's seen the team perform and struggle a couple of times in the back half of that order. And by a couple, I mean the entire season, and thought, if we're going to win, if we talk about winning, Nicky's going to make us better. And it sounded like Ned pushed the envelope. Ned said, call him up now rather than later.
This is interesting. Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, on with us as he is each and every Wednesday. That's interesting to me because, to me, it feels like when I think of Dayton, Dayton seems to always have a game plan. And there's things, and we heard it, June was maybe the time frame he thought. You think this really just occurred just right there over the weekend, just happenstance, like they just came together, they had a conversation. You don't think this was a part of the plan? This just happened?
No, I think that his mind was changed by Ned. And I don't mean that in a negative way, like Ned came in there with an ultimatum. Ned made a point of saying, I've never done that with Dayton this entire time. But the way Dayton has talked multiple times since then, he is like overly apologetic, like he was misleading us in telling us it was going to be June for Nicky. I think someone changed his mind. I think most likely that person was Ned. And that, if Dayton's going to go out there and be like, I think that we're a better team than we think. And, if you read the Rustin Dodd piece or the Flaney piece talking about how this team, still thinks that they're only 8 games out of it and are competitive, then it becomes harder and harder to justify not calling up Nicky. And I think in those conversations over the course of a day, he's like, yeah, why am I waiting? this does seem silly. Let's call him up and let's just start this process now. And they risk losing a year of eligibility with him by doing it because of the Super 2 rules and stuff with baseball. But the Royals in this current iteration hasn't really dealt with that. I think it really was kind of a now decision, not like they had this plan going for 2 months to try to convince us it was going to be June and then call him up in May.
Cody, this article that came out from Ken Rosenthal, and I think you touched on it a bit, that internally the Royals are having conversations about going after the second wild card. I have my thoughts. I think that's crazy. I'm curious your thoughts. You cover this team every day. When you heard and read that, what was your initial thoughts on them having conversations about the second wild card?
It's, you know, for me, it's a lot like how when a quarterback's like, I'm the best quarterback in the world, and you're like, no, you're not, Joe Flacco. Of course you're not. But you want them to think that way? I'm glad that the Royals are thinking that way, that they think they're the that they have a shot at that second wild card. A team that started with their current record, it's happened once, and it was like in the 19-teens, and it was by like the Boston Braves. So do I think they're going to make the playoffs or have a real shot at the second wild card at the moment? No. Nothing this season has indicated that for the Royals. Nothing's proven that they should be considered in that conversation. But I'm fine with them thinking that about themselves, because if Dayton's going to constantly preach, we are always trying to win, then they better have that thought about themselves if they're going to go under that line of thinking.
Cody Tapp, our Royals insider here on Show and Vern, brought to you by AirQKC.org. Clean air, we've got this. Settle an argument that Ron and I were having earlier in the show. I maintain that even if Salvador Perez was healthy and on this team last night, he's still hitting in the same spot that Martin Maldonado did, and that is the 8 spot in last night's victory.
Ooh, I think he's hitting above. He's hitting above O'Hearn, isn't he?
Got to be.
I think, okay, so he's definitely hitting behind. He's hitting behind Witt. He's hitting behind Mondesi. The way Dozier's going, he's hitting behind Dozier. The Soler argument, the one is the same, because essentially those guys have, like when you think about it, you know, he's been a low on-base percentage guy, a low batting average guy, but a lot of home runs. I think he's hitting higher. I think he's hitting more like 6. I think he's hitting higher than O'Hearn. I think he's more like 6. I don't think he's hitting 8, but I don't think he's hitting in the top 4 anymore.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I think with Salvador Perez of who he is, I think he's in front of Soler. I think he's in front of Soler. All right, I appreciate you stepping
up. Ned hit Escobar because, yeah. I was just going to say, Ned hit Escobar first for the longest time because he was Ned's in him. He'd do the same thing for Perez.
All right, Cody Tapp, our Royals insider, each and every Wednesday. We will have him on at 12:30. Thanks a lot, Cody Tapp, for joining us. I feel good about that.
You should. You got the Royals insider in your corner.
I do. I respect you a lot, but I respect Cody, too. I won. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
New Orleans Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry couldn't contain his emotion last night when they found out that they had received the first overall pick and would likely take Zion Williamson. Gentry admitted he leapt out of his chair and let out an F-bomb in celebration.
Yeah, he sure did. That's got to touch your heart. I know you said you would name your next kid Gentry after Elvin Gentry.
But I just like the name.
That was pretty neat seeing one of your guys that excited.
I didn't know that he used that cuss word. I've heard Alvin curse, but I've never – it's been wildly talked about. He never drops F-bombs, so that was surprising to hear that. It's been reported.
You could see him say it.
Oh, yeah.
He said it. I think that's the first time that I've heard him say it.
Very, very thrilled.
I've never heard him say it before.
Never. He uses all the other ones, but not that one.
Including the gross ones.
Oh, yeah. That rhyme with runt.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. waited 13 games for his first MLB home run. The Toronto Blue Jays hyped young star hit his first 2 home runs Tuesday night against the San Francisco Giants.
He looks portly. Doesn't he?
I don't like that word this week. All right.
Husky.
I'll take Butch. Yeah, I'll take Butch Husky.
I don't think he looks husky, though. He looks like a...
Don't say portly.
A young, portly young man.
Stop saying portly. I'm serious. You know that is sensitive to me.
Was Prince Fielder portly?
No.
No, Prince Fielder was thick.
He became thick. Before that, he was...
cut up.
When he first got there,
when he was 12, Prince Fielder, I remember 12-year-old Prince Fielder hitting home runs at Tiger Stadium.
Like out of the park?
Yeah. Not out of the building, but over the wall, yes. Yeah. Prince Fielder at 12 years old, I would call him Chunky.
Oh, I like that Bruno Mars song. Chunky. The girls with the big old hoops. It's French.
Sir, did anybody ever told you that you look like Bruno Mars?
Yes.
No, it's not true.
Lots of people in my life.
I've heard that a lot.
So you would rather be called chunky than portly?
This week, I just don't. The word portly gets me into a rage. And I'm starting to get angry. This guy's portly. I don't even know why you said that. Coming up, if you could switch places with anybody in the Chiefs organization, I bet many people, Vern, would pick Patrick Mahomes. Not me, though. There's somebody in this organization, Vern, that I think has it even better than PAT. I'll tell you who that is next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome in. Your next chance to win $1,000 coming up at 1:30. Don't forget that. Listener Nasty Ass 59. Show and Vern, I got Mrs. Nasty Ass 59 listening for the first time while she's at work today. Don't let her down, boys. I'm sure we won't, baby. Shout out to you, Miss Nasty Ass 59. We ran into Nasty Ass 59 at Jersey Mike's. I wonder, does she know your order by heart?
Did you get that real quick? No, some breaking news coming across from the NFL. Sort of texted it to both of us. But this from Ian Rappaport. The Patriots are in talks with free agent linebacker Jamie Collins. That would bring the former second-round pick back to New England. That was a guy that Ron said the Chiefs had to sign. Surprised you didn't bring that up in the earlier segment. That tweet or that text from Serta was about 10 minutes old. So, yeah, that was your guy, Jamie Collins. You said the Chiefs need to bring this guy to Kansas City.
They traded him just before he was set to get a big payday. Right. He got the big payday. Now they're going to get him for nothing.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Ron? Have you been saving this? Did you?
That's why they're better than everybody else.
I didn't see it.
Oh, your phone still isn't?
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going to bring that up.
Real quick, to fill the people in. Ron, remember how we made fun of Ron for having that, quote, fake-ass phone? Yeah, that fake-ass phone that he's been using for years doesn't work, and his fake-ass company that supplies the phone, apparently it takes him a week to give him a new phone. And Ron has been in a bad place without his cell phone because he is...
I have not been in a bad place.
I'm shocked it takes that long to build a new toy.
It's been tough, though. You've struggled without the phone.
I thought we had agreed that we weren't going to talk about this.
Yes, and we also agreed that we live our lives on the radio. You made me promise that to you when you accepted me as a co-host.
There's three other things I made you promise as well, but we don't bring those up, do we?
Well, I'm not doing the one thing. That's disgusting.
No.
It's been tough.
No, it's been. Yes, it has.
And you're not proud of how much your phone affects you.
No.
Because that's, you should be somewhat embarrassed.
Do you know that I almost didn't get in to do the locker room on KCTV5?
What are you talking about?
Because I could not contact anyone to come out and get me.
Oh, because they locked their doors?
Yes.
You couldn't text
and
them?
And the only way that I'm operating on this other phone is through Wi-Fi, and I couldn't. So I was just standing out there in that hot-ass sweater with that tie on. Waiting and hoping for someone to walk through there.
But you showed up with the sweater on. That wasn't a last-minute addition? See, I know you. I thought you would wait it out, and right before they say, we're live, then you put the sweater on. So that phone, you can't text or call or do anything unless you're on Wi-Fi?
I can't text because they tried. They said it was going to be a day before
well,
I get the
tweet?
New phone.
Could you have like tweeted at Danny or Tom Martin?
Yes, but I needed to be on Wi-Fi. It's the only way that I could do it. I can't.
How panicked were you?
Very.
Okay.
Very.
This makes sense, though. I understand being panicked in that situation, but even prior to your little venture at KCTV5, the fact that you haven't had easy access to text and Twitter.
It's just that the last two, it was supposed to be a one-day deal.
Yeah.
And then they're going to charge me $100 to activate the other phone. Well, hell no, if it's coming.
Off the rundown.
I'm not.
Yeah, off the rundown, sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone could step up. I know if I didn't have my phone for 2 days, I'd be fine. Maybe. I wouldn't mope and complain.
You know, I don't think you realize. Like, now, man, I'm out here driving, taking chances with my kids. I can't contact nobody if something happens.
Whoa. Why are you taking chances?
Yeah,
while
what
driving?
Are you talking about? With your
I'm
kids?
Driving. If I get like I got a flat or something, right? If something happened, I can't call anybody. I can't get a hold of anybody.
I mean, but there's lots of people throughout history who have driven without a cell phone to get a hold of.
Yeah, it's different right now.
And Ron, maybe it's a good thing that you can't text and tweet while driving.
I'm not texting while I'm driving. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if I was gone or something, and I needed to get contact with somebody immediately, I don't have any money for those pay phones. How much do those things cost?
They don't have pay phones anymore.
I didn't think they did. I got to go and pick up both the kids and drag them into a Best Buy that I'm sure I'd be close to go and try to make a call. You know I can't remember any numbers.
I don't know that.
I can't remember any numbers, so I'm with you there.
Every day, now I'm writing in on my kid's sheet.
This is
hey,
like a one
contact
instance.
Person. Just one, because Ron doesn't have his phone.
It's in this moment that I feel a lot older than the both of you. Because you both would just be completely, well, we see it with Ron, and I know Serta, devastated without their phones. Man, you take my phone away from me for a few days. Good riddance.
It's also been hard to sift through the topics because we normally just text each other. DM doesn't give you notifications for the amount of messages that you send. It just gives you the one. And so he's out here sending like 16 things at a time.
My mom was so hot.
And I don't read half of them.
People can't get a hold of me. Who knows who's tried to get a hold of me?
Okay.
Who knows?
I mean, it's your mom or your wife. That's it.
Who knows?
KCTV5 was able
obviously,
to get you on
they
TV.
Tried to get a hold of me. You know how embarrassing that was? Sent me a phone number. Hey, just text me when you're out front. I said, well.
I can't text. I don't have a phone.
I said I can't text you because my phone is messed up. I'll hit you up on here. And that didn't even go through because I was too far away from my Wi-Fi at home. That it didn't even sin.
Anyway, where this started was the fact that Jamie Collins isn't going to be a Chief, Ron. I mean, Sean Barber had your back on Friday. He was with it that Jamie Collins needed to be a Kansas City Chief. That, well, if the Patriots let him, just like we said with Ben Watson, if Jamie Collins is close to becoming a Patriot and the Patriots let him get away, well, then I don't want him anymore.
Nasty ass. Mrs. 59 said that he goes with the original Italian every time. Can you confirm that, Nasty Ass 59? She also said no pickles. I have a real phone, and I'm really a real company.
And it's basically a toy.
It's not a toy. You're a toy.
All right. Now you're doing that thing where you just name call and you have like a cornered badger.
I think I could crush that phone with my bare hand.
Anyone call me.
That's what you act like.
A cornered badger.
Whenever you just repeat whatever a person said to you, you're acting like an animal.
Is that what Russell Wilson is? Is that what?
No, he's a whole pack of badgers.
Is that what Frank Kaminsky is? A cornered badger? I'm sorry. Cornered badger. I want to call everyone that every day. You damn cornered badger.
It doesn't make sense, though.
I know, but that's the best part of it.
But it makes sense how I said it.
Cornered Badger. Sir, are you cornered Badger?
But do you understand what it is? It's a badger that is cornered.
I know. I know. It done it for me. I never had anyone call me that.
Yeah, you can't just say that randomly.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I can, right? I could go out. It could be my tease. It could literally be my tease. Cornered Badger! Like, you could go to break at any point. That could be my tease. Oh, man, Bert, thank you so much, man. I was down about the phone, and you really made me feel so much better. This is a friendship right now.
No, Ron, this is a 15th-ranked radio show. That's what this is.
F you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.